Hello and welcome to the Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference, Sports Analytics Podcast. I'm Scott Tappa, Director of the Conference, and I'd like to invite you to attend our event July 13th at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. We have a fantastic speaker lineup taking shape. Please visit www.uwsp.edu/analyticsconference to learn more. Today I'm speaking with one of our speakers, Ronald Yurko. Ron is a statistics PhD student at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh and a founding member of the Tartan Sports Analytics Club. At the Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference, Ron will deliver a talk titled NFL Player Evaluation Using Expected Points Added with NFL Scraper. Ron, welcome.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So why don't you just get started telling me about your background? What led you to study statistics and eventually gravitate toward sports analytics?
So they actually go together. What first got me interested in statistics was I always grew up, I was a baseball fan. I love baseball. And like many people, first thing I read that was really related to sports analytics was Moneyball. Moneyball was great, but then the book that I read that really got me interested in statistics was Baseball Prospectus, Baseball Between the Numbers. Really big book where if you think about it now, some of the writers in that book were Nate Silver, Jonah Carey, some of like the early analytics writers that, you know, everybody knows who Nate Silver is now, but back, you know, over 10 years ago, he wasn't really as popular. And that book really got me interested in, okay, I was first exposed then to linear regression. This was just when I was getting in high school too. So this was, these are concepts that I find really interesting that I wanted to know. At the same time, it was kind of discouraging in the sense that I was playing baseball and then realizing I was the antithesis of the Moneyball player, swung at everything, struck out all the time. I hated getting walked. I realized, okay, you know, maybe that career is not going to happen, but analytics is something I was really interested in right away. And I took AP stats in high school and I fell in love with statistics. I actually entered CMU as a information systems major because I also love the program. But within the first month, I realized, okay, I love statistics and actually using the data from, say, setting up the database. Rather than being the guy setting up the database, I wanted to use the data and the information. And I went back then to the idea of, you know, I love the sports analytics aspects of it as well. And statistics was just the perfect blend.
So did you have any sort of aha moment that really led you to that? I mean, was there a class or, you know, you were, you know, sitting at a sporting event or what was it that that tipped you that way?
So as an information systems major, I had to take the intro computer science fundamentals of programming class at CMU. It's kind of like a legendary course at CMU and the fact that there's so many projects you work on and that you get an open-ended project of your choice that you basically work on three quarters of the semester. And what I decided to do was develop a program for predicting the outcome of football games where the user input the spread between the game. And it was a Python program built using the NFL game package in Python. And it was accessing NFL data. And the idea was then I would create an interval of the possible point outcomes and, oh, you know, we're 95% confident that the Rams will cover the spread against the 49ers, something like that, right? And in that process, I was learning more and more, like I was learning Monte Carlo methods. I was learning more than just basic linear regression. And it really got me to think, okay, I got to study statistics. I got to understand this more. So if there was like an aha moment, it would have to be that. It was really that open-ended research aspect of it. And I think that's even how other people really dive in more into statistics. It's really when they get into a project and they really see that there's so much going on here that they want to keep learning about.
Okay. So then you guys took it a little bit step further than some might, and you guys founded a sports analytics club at CMU. And, you know, just from my research looking on the web, it seems to be an awesome club. You guys produce a lot of great work, got to be one of the best ones in the country. You know, tell me about what led to the formation of the club, and then tell me what you guys have worked on, and maybe lastly, what advice you would have for students looking to do something similar on their own campus?
Yeah, so what happened was I met Max Horowitz, who's the founder of the club, through another friend of mine. And he told me, because he knew I was interested in sports statistics, and this was at the time when I actually just got my internship with the Pirates. And he told me, hey, you know, I got this buddy Max of mine. He's starting a sports analytics club. And it was just consisting of 5 members at the time. And I went in, and this was something I knew was like, okay, we got to make this bigger. There's more than just this small group of people here. So, because Max, he had this awesome idea of what we're going to go into and, you know, ideas, projects to explore. And so then what I was able to do was bring in some of the connections with stats professors in the department, right? And so then we started advertising through classes. And I would really say the advice for people like want to start this is don't be afraid to ask for help. Professors will right away help you out, assist you, people in your departments. It's a great idea because it's an idea of motivating people to learn through something they're interested in. And that's why we started off with, you know, we're just doing articles. Now we're getting to more projects and hoping to build some more shiny applications right online for people to access. It's growing more and more. And now the exciting thing is we now have our first full group of alumni, right? And we have people who are working in sports industry. Max Horowitz, the founder, he is working for the NBA. We have others that they're starting at ESPN this summer and et cetera. It's building a network now that going forward, I'm really excited to see how it takes off even more.
So what have you done? You know, you mentioned articles, projects. Just give me a handful of a couple things that have come out of this other than networking and, engaging professors and things like that. What are some tangible outcomes that you guys have had from that?
So in addition to the projects, we have had in addition to the articles, we've had a project involving the 49ers even reached out to us. And so a student collaborated with the 49ers on, the idea is, it provides them with experience in order to actually provide some meaningful product in a way to a team. And then hopefully that then kickstarts and lands them in an NFL career, essentially. And I'd say right now, really, it's been about the articles. And going forward, though, there's going to be some really neat things.
So the 49ers, I mean, is that something that it wasn't just an academic exercise or engaging a student? I mean, they were really looking for insight. Is that something like that?
Well, personally, like, I didn't have much experience.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. We can move on from that. So where can we find out more about that, the website for the Tartan Sports Analytics Club?
Yeah, so tartansportsanalytics.com. Okay. That's by
okay.
URL. So, that is still correct.
So what can you tell me about your work with the Pirates? And I get that a lot of people who work with teams, what they do is proprietary. But what can you tell me in general what you are working on and what their team is like in terms of?
So with the Pirates, I worked for the Pirates in 2014, which actually is pre-StatCast era. So Dan Fox his title now is Director of Baseball Informatics. It's fancy title, but he's basically Director of Analytics for the Pirates. And before StatCast, Dan made an application to take camera feed from PNC Park, and then he would have the intern plot then where everybody was at in the field, where the ball was for every event. So the idea was essentially tracking everybody prior to the StatCast technology. So every morning after following the yesterday's game, I go in and I would do all this tracking, and it was rather tedious work. And I loved it when there was a lot of strikeouts and walks and no hits at all, because then I didn't have to do anything with the ball. So that was like the main thing. And then also I had to send out reports, and that would consist of reports to coaches, minor league staff, all things like summarizing players across the organization, how they were hitting, fielding, pitching, etc. And one of the cool things actually about it was I had a open-ended project, and because Dan, absolutely tremendous guy, and he was completely open to really any sort of idea to work with. And So what I ended up looking at was pitcher injuries, because that's something that's, I'd say, going forward is even more popular than before, is actually using analytics for injury analysis, right? You know, understanding. And that's what teams are, I think, are really going to push forward to, is, you know, improving medical analytics and the idea of, like, trying to predict elbow injuries for pitchers. And it was a lot of fun. And I would say with the Pirates organization, they are very much vested into using analytics. And Clint Hurdle, you would think he tries to come across as like this old school baseball manager, sure, but he's not. He's really not. He loves talking to Dan, getting new ideas from him. And it, you know, I wish they were doing better. I'm a born and raised Pirates fan, and I just hopefully they turn around. I don't really see it happening this year, though. Yeah.
Not me. I'm a Brewers fan, so any NL Central team that can be down is good for me. So
yeah.
I'm just kidding. I enjoyed seeing the Pirates get relevant again here in the last few years. I mean, that's a great franchise, and he had some really likable players. So anyway, but not at my team's expense, that's all. So that's an interesting comment you had about Clint Hurdle, though. I mean, why do you think that is? I mean, does he have to cultivate that old school mentality to carry credibility among his players or other people? Can't be seen as too much of an analytics guy? Or I mean, I don't know if you feel like you can weigh in on that or not, but do you find that there is some of that inherent tension that we've heard?
Yeah, I think that has to do with it in the sense that he likes to make it seem like, because to be honest though, right, analytics isn't completely mainstream. It's becoming more mainstream, but for the casual fan, right, they want to see Clint Hurdle, I guess, as, you know, old school baseball man. And, you know, I guess for the players as well, you know, majority of players are still, there's a wall between them and analytics, right? And Clint Hurdle, you know, he's got to play both sides, and he's very open-minded. He doesn't, I guess, have like the persona that like a Joe Madden, right, has for the Cubs. Joe Madden's a very, like, I would say almost like a hipster coach in a way, right?
Right.
But yeah, I would say that goes a part of it, kind of maintaining this sort of personality. And the one thing I would say about Clint Hurdle is he is the loudest human being I've ever heard in my entire life. His voice, I never heard a voice that loud before.
It's funny. So changing sports here, let's talk about your conference presentation, NFL player evaluation using expected points added with NFL Scraper. Give me an overview of what NFL Scraper is and what we can learn from it.
Yeah, so NFL Scraper was actually another idea that Max Horowitz had, and he came up with this while he was studying abroad, actually, in England, because I guess he didn't have much to do while he was studying abroad. But what he realized was NFL data isn't easy to come by. And in terms of actually doing reproducible analytics, football is years behind other sports. And so what he ended up doing was he partnered with Sam Bentora, who, professor at CMU, consultant for the Pittsburgh Penguins. He was co-founder of waronice.com, which him, along with Andrew Thomas, who's now the director of analytics for the Minnesota Wild, another NHL team, they created NHL Scraper, what always bugged me about the name of NHL Scraper and now NFL Scraper was there's no E at the end of it. And according to Sam, Andrew just typed it up one day and then just left it on the GitHub page, and he doesn't really know why, but it's NHL Scraper and NFL Scraper. So that's why the name is that, which is kind of funny. But so he partnered with Sam in terms of then taking the ideas from NHL Scraper and accessing then the NFL's API for free public available data, the play-by-play data for every game, and then providing it in an easy format then for people to use in R. So what I ended up joining in this past year then to help in the development of this, to also work on some more of the statistical side in terms of, you know, developing new stats, et cetera. And what we've done now is we have our expected points model, because one of the most important things with football stats, say compared to baseball, is football context matters. So baseball, we think of a hit, we think of a double, right? We're not necessarily concerned if they hit the double in the first or third inning in terms of when evaluating it. you know, we think that maybe over baseball, 162 games, that luck averages out. But in football, everything is revolving in terms around, okay, you have the time, you have the field position, you have the down, you have the yards to go. So an 8-yard gain on a first and 10 on your own 20-yard line is a lot different than an 8-yard gain on a third and 2 on the opponent's 15, right? You think of the value in terms of shifting the points. What's our expected points in our current situation versus then after another play? And then there what you have is you look at the expected points in that following play, you take the difference, you have your expected points added from the contribution of that play, right? And that idea of actually then using the context to give us the idea of player performance. Because you think about it, coaches are changing, adjusting the situation if it is a third down and 2, right, versus the first and 10 at the beginning of the game. It matters for football. There's so many more moving pieces, and it's also fewer games as well. While baseball, it's very simple. The averages and counting stats make a lot more sense. Football, though, you need the context. So that's why when we look at then these expected points measures, we see a lot of things that disagree with just your traditional yards per attempt or total yards or total touchdown measures. Because this gives us the idea then of who's actually performing in the situations that matter.
And I imagine too, there's just a lot more players too, right, on the field. And it's an interesting sport, and it's a lot different than baseball that way too. Where are you at with the development of the what would you call it, an application, or what would you call it?
So it would definitely be a package for accessing the data.
Okay.
So in terms of where NFL Scraper's at, it's. I would say in terms of its main functionality, it's essentially done. And we really, you know, there's bugs to handle and whatnot, which blows my mind in terms of the NFL has errors that they have in terms of the play-by-play data. Mm-hmm. Like if someone has an interception return for a touchdown, the NFL.com play-by-play log doesn't include the point after attempt. Doesn't make any sense. But that's the kind of thing like we're trying to catch for and then adjust for that error given box scores. So some maintenance stuff like that we're still working out the kinks of. But
who uses it then? I mean, is this a tool for fans? Is it a tool for coaches, player personnel type people and at the team level, or all the above? What's your intended audience for this?
So our intended audience for this is really to allow for public research to grow in football analytics.
Okay.
We really want an idea of having a community form out of reproducible football research. If you think about baseball, right, you have communities, you have fan graphs, you have baseball perspectives, you have all these things because baseball is a lot of publicly available data. Football research is very proprietary. Right, you have ESPN using their private information that they pay for. You have NumberFire, who you can't get anything from them, really. It's very proprietary. Then you also you have Football Outsiders. There's tracking data that they use. People watching games, charting things. It's not something that a fan, right, who's interested in doing football analytics can just do on their own. And so that's our goal of this package, is to help motivate and like, hey, you know, we all have access to this play-by-play data set. This is how I used it. This is my code. What can you do with it too? You know, that's the idea. Provide more credibility then for what people are providing and, you know, publishing.
Sure. All right. Sounds good. So what's next for you? You're entering the PhD program. What do you hope to do? You hope to enter academia? You hope to get a job in sports analytics? What something completely different? What's on your agenda for the future?
I'm really interested in staying in academia. Yeah. I have a strong interest in continuing research and statistics, regardless, not just sports now, because I'm very interested in clustering and using ensemble methods. And that was something that came about in the last so many years of my undergrad career in terms of more machine learning methods. You learn more about that and you learn the power of them, and they're very cool to learn about and understand. And that's the kind of thing I want to develop more methodology. And, but I always will have football or baseball analytics on the side that, you know, a fun hobby to do and to keep working on a neat project like NFL Scraper, right? And that's, I think I like to keep it as as more of a fun hobby. I realized when I worked for the Pirates that I didn't want to go into it necessarily full-time, at least not yet, because there's so many things that you can do with statistics and applications of science, whether it be astrostats, biomedical research, that those are things I want to see myself contributing to in some way first as well. And I enjoy teaching. That was something I wanted to do.
Very good. Very good. Ron, where can more people find out about your work online or on social media?
Yeah, so you can follow the CMU Sports Analytics Club on Twitter, at CMU Analytics. You can follow myself, at @stat_Ron. You can follow Max Horowitz, at Brooklyn Max, and also Sam Ventura, at @stat_Sam.
All right. My guest today has been Ron Yurko of Carnegie Mellon University and at the Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference. Ron will deliver a talk titled NFL Player Evaluation Using Expected Points Added with NFL Scraper. No E in the scraper. Again, thanks for taking the time to speak with me today, Ron.
Thanks for having me.
Great. And thank you for listening today. The Great Lakes Analytics and Sports Conference will be Thursday, July 13th at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Visit www.uwsp.edu/analyticsconference for details. And make sure to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at analyticsconf. Thank you very much for listening.